The Trump administration has rescinded a Monday memo to freeze federal grants. A week of confusion over fiscal policy has left some groups uncertain about the future, including a Montana nonprofit. Montana Fair Housing offers services to help combat housing discrimination without charge, including education, dispute resolution, and enforcement-related activities. The work involves protections provided by the Federal Fair Housing Act, as amended in 1988, and the organization relies on federal funding, which Executive Director Pam Bean says could be threatened.
We would have to markedly cut back on services provided to residents in Montana. We could not provide the information and services we are currently doing at the level we are doing.
She says fair housing groups across the country were already unable to access their funding systems after the initial freeze, despite a judge's quick move to block it. Along with housing assistance, it's unclear whether the order will affect programs including Medicaid, Head Start, and free school meals. Following pandemic-era rapid population growth in the state, Montana has a deficit of nearly 17,000 affordable and available rental units for people with extremely low incomes, according to the Montana Budget and Policy Center. Bean says that amplifies some systemic housing problems.
With the shortage of housing, the incidence of discrimination increases because housing providers can be more, quote, selective, end quote, about who they're choosing for tenancy.
Bean says Montana Fair Housing assists about 1,900 households and housing providers each year. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.